Is transgender discrimination institutional? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Christy Seelman, assistant professor in the School of Social Work at Georgia State University, tells us discrimination is not always a matter of one person targeting another.
When we first think of discrimination, we might imagine actions carried out by one person targeting another. However, research suggests that transgender individuals are not only affected by interactions with other people, but also by the way we organize our institutions, including colleges and universities. Best estimates suggest that at a campus of 30,000 students, at least 100 would be transgender. Many aspects of the college environment are organized by gender, like campus housing and bathrooms, and transgender people are at heightened risk for assault and harassment in these spaces. In interviews with 30 transgender students, staff, and faculty about the college environment, many shared that they had been verbally harassed or questioned about whether they belonged in a campus bathroom or were denied access altogether. Campus housing was shown to bring up problems as well, particularly when the school didn't know how to place a transgender student into gender-segregated housing. Another struggle can be changing your name and gender on college records when transitioning. Barriers include having to prove you've had certain surgeries and a lack of synchronization across campus systems. Even if you've changed your name with the registrar, it might not be updated on the class roster, leading a professor to unintentionally out you as transgender. The Department of Education has said that Title IX includes protection of trans people. This area of research offers important insight on transgender people's experiences that can help colleges and universities reduce the risks for discrimination and harassment, and better affirm each person's identity.
That was Christy Seelman of Georgia State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
I told my mama, no, I can't take no more. I can't